Yo, what's good to all my listeners out there? It's your boy Ed back with another new episode of RRO, Real Raw Opinions, where you can come to find the latest sports and music news while we're going to be giving you the realest and rawest opinions to date. So let's get into it with a little week nine review from the NFL. And before I start the show, I want to say RIP to King Von, who passed away over the weekend, and RIP to Mo3, who passed away today. Two talented young black artists that was taken out this world too soon. So RIP to them and their legacy and to their families. So let's get into it. We had a pretty interesting week nine. Let's start with the Packers and the 49ers. We knew the Packers was going to come in, do what they had to do, because 49ers are really kind of depleted right now. Davante Adams balled out. We always know A-Rod going to ball out, but like Davante Adams balled out. Like, he had 10 catches for 173 yards and a score. Caught 10 out of 12 targets. Boy was catching everything and literally eating the defense up. And Devontae is top five, maybe top three this year. Like, honestly, the boy cold. We know he cold. Packers, they always good. They offenses always good. A-Rod is always gonna do what he has to do. I still think they need more receivers besides Davante Adams, but the GMs know everything, so we'll see how that goes in the next coming off season. Apparently A-Rod doesn't need it, but A-Rod needs extra receivers to help him win the chip. So next game we had the Giants pulling out a close one against the Washington football team. I just saw highlights of this game, honestly. And like I said before, Giants are going to be a problem. They will. So will Washington. In the coming future, they will be a problem. Like, at some point. We saw Alex Smith starting the day. That's big ups to him. Like, after the injury he went through. And for him to come back and be starting now, like that's great. Great, great for him. Came out 325 yards, but three picks though. Three picks. Not good, but and the Giants did get the dub. Daniel Jones finished the game with no interceptions, but it's the fumbles. Like, he always fumbles. He needs to learn how to hold on to the ball, or he's holding on to the ball too long, or he's trying to do too much, as I said last episode. So Danny just has to keep progressing, like, and them not having Saquon right now is not helping them at all. But they won the game, so they're still have a chance to win the division. Same with Washington, even though they lost. So, Titans and the Bears. Titans and Bears, pretty close game. Titans won by a touchdown. They are so far at their best start through eight games. And we saw AJ Brown go absolutely, like, I don't want to say absolutely crazy, but he caught him four passes, a good 100 yards, nine and a touchdown, So yeah, it wasn't really too crazy of an offensive explosion like we're used to from the Titans, but they came out, got the dub against the potential playoff team. But the Bears are now 5-4, so we have to watch that. Lions and Vikings. Dalvin Cook is all I have to say. Let the chef cook. That man is right now, he's playing like the best running back in football. In all honesty, this man had 206 rushing yards, two touchdowns, 9 yards a carry, then added on two catches for 46 yards. Like, that's a total of 252 total yards on the day, and the Vikings got the dub. Dalvin Cook keeps playing out of this, like this, like out of his mind, like he is. Like, it's the Vikings might be on a little win streak. Might just be on a slight win streak. The Lions, you know how I feel about the Lions. I think it's time for them to rebuild. Trade Matthew Stafford to a contending team or let him sign somewhere else. Like, he needs to go to a contending team. He's getting to that part in his career where they have one of the best arms in the league. Like, could maybe one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And he just – Detroit isn't good anymore. They need to move on from Matt. Matt needs to move on from them so they can start trying to get to the rest their respective positions. Like, so Panthers, Chiefs, actually the Chiefs only won by 2 points. So it was a pretty close game, but you know, Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdowns, 372 yards. And you had Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill each just going absolutely insane. Tyreek Hill had 9 catches for 113 yards, 2 scores. Same with Travis Kelce, 10 catches, 159 yards on the day. An absolute monster of a game from arguably probably the best tight end in the game. Chiefs are, we know about the Chiefs. Everybody knows about the Chiefs. Chiefs are going to do Chiefs things. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. That's not changing, and that won't change. Texans and Jaguars, division game. Texans got a good dub, much needed dub that they needed. So now that's 6 straight against Jacksonville, dating back to the past 2 years. But now they're sitting at 2-6. And for the Texans, that's not something we kind of expected. We expected them to kind of struggle, but not like this. Not like this. Bill O'Brien did my boy Deshaun dirty, leaving him with no receivers. That wasn't right. That wasn't right. But you never know. Maybe they'll start winning and just sneak into the playoffs, but I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Ravens, Colts. This game started off slow and defensive. And then all I got to say is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson helped take this game over and helped that team get a much-needed win. The Colts, Phillip Rivers. You're a legend, you're nice, but you're getting old, sir, and you're not Drew Brees and you're not Tom Brady. So the Colts low-key might should start Jacoby Brissett, honestly, but that's a biased opinion of mine. Most people might not agree with it, but I think it could help them. But they're still 5-3, so they're still good, still second in the division. So now we got Seahawks and the Bills and Josh Allen, who played with a heavy heart as he lost his grandmother this past weekend, and he balled out. Like, he absolutely balled out. He played probably one of the best games of his career. 31 for 38, 415 yards, 3 touchdowns. Then when you give him a weapon like Stephon Diggs, and he also still has John Brown, like, it's crazy, and the Bills are a team you need to watch for. The defense was already nice. Now their offense is starting to find themselves and starting to get better. Yeah, the Bills should be a team that you need to look out for. The Seahawks, man, they lost that game. Russ is still playing good, but he's not playing as good as he was when the season first started. Like, he started off really hot. He's not getting colder, but he's still having an MVP caliber season. Yeah, but the interceptions, he's had a few games where he's had a couple interceptions or two interception games. So, you know, want to limit that if they want to win something. Seriously, I would have tried to get AB, but I know he signed to Tampa Bay. Couldn't really sign him. Yeah, the Seahawks, that defense really needs to improve a lot, honestly. And I don't know. So, Seahawks, just that defense is going to be the death of them in the long run. Raiders, Chargers. Raiders got a good dub over a division opponent. The Raiders are now sitting at a nice 5-3. So Derek Carr, just a modest game, 165 yards, didn't even break 200. But they got it done, and that's all that matters. So another close loss for the Chargers, and that's just to let you know, look out for this team. Give them a couple years. They will be very nice. Cowboys and Steelers. I actually want to commend the Cowboys because they played their ass off. Real fucking talk. Like, they played their ass off. And the Steelers continue to stay undefeated. Now, they say it was a questionable call at the end of the game. It probably was, honestly. But, you know, and honestly, I'm just going to say this. These refs need to stop being able to be the ones to determine the outcome of a game. That's not fair to the players. And that's all I got to say on that Steelers-Cowboys game. But give the Cowboys time. They hurt this year, you know. I'm still not a Cowboys fan, but I just got to be an honest football fan to let you know, like, the Cowboys are hurt this year, so they're not even at their full potential. But Garrett, GG, however you say his name, I'm just calling him GG. Played great game. Good game, bro. Like, honestly, good game. But Steelers, y'all did pull it through. Y'all pull it up. Good way to stay undefeated. Tua, man. My boy Tua is undefeated now, 2-0, and he balled out for his second game. Like, I know last game he didn't even crack 100. This game, my boy threw for 248, two touchdowns, 20 for 28. So, great game from Tua as the Dolphins are 5-3. Yes, the Dolphins. And they beat a good Arizona Cardinals team. Kyler Murray still putting up MVP numbers. Still. 21 for 26, 283 yards, three touchdowns. 11 carries, 106 yards, and a touchdown. Like, Kyler Murray is still putting up crazy numbers. Christian Kirk was the receiver that went crazy for them. D-Hop was really nowhere to be found that game. But, you know, he was going up against a good cornerback in Byron Jones. So, I can see it. But, you know, let's get into it. Patriots and Jets. Patriots pulled out a close win against the Jets, and the Jets actually fought hard for a dub. That's crazy. But Cam played better, though. I don't care if it was against the Jets. Y'all said, Cam, play better. We need you to. And guess what he did? He went out there and played better. So the last game I'm going to get into, though, y'all know it was coming. But how about them Saints? Who that? That ass-whooping that we handed to Tom Brady in them. And it's like the defense must have heard my podcast last week because they played exactly how I said they needed to. And that is what is going to make us the most dangerous team in the NFL. And that's what makes us the most dangerous team in the NFL when our team is playing like that on all cylinders, clicking. Because we have that man, Drew Brees, behind there. We got Mike Thomas back, Emmanuel Sanders, Alvin Kamara, Jared Cook, Adam Trautman, Josh Hill, Traquan Smith, Deontay Harris, Latavius Murray. All these weapons on offense. One of the best O-lines. And that number one defense did nothing. The Bucs looked like a fluke team. They haven't really played anybody this year. Yeah, they beat the Packers. Okay, cool. Great. Boom. But you lost to the Saints twice. Tom Brady is throwing 5 interceptions this year against the Saints. Yet, media outlets still believe that they're just supposed to win the Super Bowl, but they can't even beat the division opponent. They can't even hold their lead. And I told a lot of people this. Yeah, Tom Brady can come to the South all he wants. But guess what? This is still the Saints division. And honestly, the only game I would probably see us losing is a fluke game to the Falcons and a game to the Chiefs. I see the Saints finishing at 12-4, and people really have messed up and let us get into the right stride. And that's dangerous. So yeah, let's get into these. That's all I gotta say about week 9, by the way. So let's get into these mid-season awards. So offensive player of the year, we have, I'm gonna go ahead and give that to Dalvin Cook right now, because Dalvin Cook is playing crazy. Either Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara, because their all-purpose yards are just out of this world. Defensive player of the year, Aaron Donald. Just like always, again, Aaron Donald's probably the best defensive player in the league. MVP, either Russ or Patrick Mahomes, honestly. That's my two choices for MVP. Rookie of the year, well, offensive rookie of the year, I would give it to Justin Herbert. Defensive rookie of the year, Chase Young. Be on the watch for those two. Rookie of the year, I would give maybe give the edge over to Justin Herbert, but then again, we got to see how this season plays out, because there's a lot of great rookies out there so far. So, you know, that's my take on the NFL. Just eager for next week. Playoffs are coming up soon, and soon teams are starting to play serious, so it's about to get real exciting in the NFL. But let's get into this NBA news. So, NBA restart December 22nd. That's in about a month and a couple weeks. So, as I said before, like, that's an okay date to start, because they're trying to just get back on track. They just want to get back on track, you know, save money. And this is, in my opinion, in benefit of the players and the league. Like, yeah, it's short, so players aren't going to have as much rest. But, you know, money-wise, financially, it makes sense, because they can get back on track, get back on their timeline of free agency, the draft, and all that. So I agree with the December 22nd restart, and I'm just eager for basketball to come back. So ready to see what's in store for this season, honestly. Trade rumors. Got a couple I want to talk about. So Russ requested a trade today. Just yesterday they were saying James Harden and Russ are feeling uneasy about being in Houston, but no one's officially asked for a trade today. Well, today Russ asked for a trade. And I said this was coming, because it's starting to get to the point where James Harden is just stuck. That team needs to blow up. Like, trade Russ, trade Harden, get some picks back for it. Young players, some assets, or just some just to last for the couple of years while you build up your draft picks and all that, because it wasn't going to work out. Russ is a ball-dominant player. James Harden's a ball-dominant player. Russ needs the ball in his hands. James Harden needs the ball in his hand. Russ wants to be able to be on that floor and lead. Like, he wasn't going to do that in Houston. He wants to be able to have it as his team. Now, they're saying the Knicks. Knicks is where he needs to go if it's going to be his team. They're saying the Clippers also, and honestly, trade Paul George. Trade Pandemic P. Because until Paul George shows me he can do something in the playoffs, we don't need two bad performers in the playoffs to be there. And yes, I love OKC and I love Russ, but I will be honest, Russ is not the best performer in the playoffs. So another trade rumor, we have CP3 to Phoenix. So apparently OKC and Phoenix are in trade talks with CP3, trying to team him up with Devin Booker. That would be an interesting, actually probably dangerous backcourt. Like, Devin Booker with Chris Paul and his knowledge, his IQ, and the clutchness of both those players, because don't get it twisted, Chris Paul could get a bucket easily. One of the best clutch players last year. Probably one of the best clutch players we've seen in our generation, honestly. So I could see that happening, but if that happens, I think OKC needs to ask for Cameron Johnson Maybe Mikal Bridges, some picks. Can't really think of who else does Phoenix have. Kelly Oubre might have to be included in that trade. We're not sure. So that's just something we're going to have to monitor, because that could be a very interesting little mini blockbuster trade to send Chris Paul to Phoenix to team him up with D-Book, because you'll give D-Book a point guard that's finally capable of winning, capable of helping that team win. And you saw what he did with OKC last year. Took us to the next level, helped us play together, helped us get our chemistry right for the future. Like, so Chris in Phoenix would be great. I can see him getting traded to LA because of Bron. But if that happens, I want the Thunder, again, picks. Get all the picks you can, honestly. They also said rumors of New York. I don't know. What is it with everybody in the Knicks every single offseason? The NBA just must love them so, so, so much. Because I don't see, like, why anybody wants to play for the Knicks. Like, besides being in New York in that environment, yeah, I understand the legacy, but the Knicks suck. The GM, terrible. The front office, terrible. They suck. They haven't been good in forever. Like, come on now. But we'll see. We know they got cap space because they always losing people. They don't really have anybody to play. Probably just 10-day contracts, but let me stop talking my shit about the Knicks. You know, they just suck. Like, I just don't understand how as an NBA team you can be so bad. But if they trade for Russ, they might win. But, I love Russ, but, we'll see. Depends on who all they draft, if they add somebody in free agency, something like that. But Houston, if you trade Russ to New York, get those picks. That's all I gotta say. So we have the draft coming up next year. Or not next year, I'm sorry, next week. The draft will be coming up next week on November 18th. I'm eager to see who goes number one. More reports are starting to lean more towards James Wiseman. Could still be Anthony Edwards, could be LaMelo Ball. You never know. It's draft night, so we'll just have to see. There's the news on that. Not really much updates on that, really. The Warriors are interested in Denny Avdija. They shown some interest in him, shown some interest in LaMelo Ball. James Wiseman is honestly who I think they should draft. But, draft is next week, November 18th, about a month before the season starts. What should we expect from this season? Is the Nets will be one of the most entertaining teams to watch. Lakers are going to be trying to defend that championship. Watch how they're playing. Watch for the Warriors, because the Warriors are going to come back next year and they're going to be coming for heads, because it just feels like everyone has forgotten about them. We haven't forgotten about them, but we have. Like, the Warriors are still going to be healthy next year. Let's not forget that. Steph will be healthy. Klay will be healthy. So next season should be very, very interesting. And I'm eager to see, like, what the Warriors do, who they draft, who they add in free agency, because there are reports still coming in that they might get Giannis. So we'll see. Honestly, we will see. But that's all I have for the NBA right now. I want to get into the music. So we have a few albums about to drop. I'm hearing that maybe Future and Uzi are about to drop Baby Pluto this Friday. I'm eager for that. I'm ready for that. As you know, Uzi is one of my favorite artists. And I like Future a lot too. But just Uzi and Future in general, from what I've heard, from them so far, a collab would actually be pretty good. I think it would give the energy that they need, the lyrics, the flow, the vibes. I think that would just be an all-around good album, and I'm eager for that. We also have 2 Chainz dropping So Help Me God. You know, 2 Chainz albums, always good. You just got to go listen to them. Black Youngster, my boy. Beach, yeah. So Black Youngster is dropping Fuck Everybody 3. And I feel like this is going to be good. You know, I fuck with Black Youngster. He bring that energy. He bring those. His energy is sometimes just unmatched. And that's sometimes what you need as an artist. So I'm eager to see what he's on for Fuck Everybody 3. That should be good. Jack Boy is dropping Living in History, the deluxe version. That was also a good album. So if you haven't heard Jack Boy's album, Living in History, you should go check it out. Ski Mask and Corday are dropping a single with DJ Scheme. I don't know the name of it yet, but it will be out soon. So, yeah, you know, still waiting on Drake, but he won't be dropping till next year. Hoping a Kendrick album drops sometime this year. Same with J. Cole. Maybe Travis will drop his album. So we'll just have to see. That's all the music we have dropping right now. The biggest out of those would probably be Baby Pluto. So last night we had Kodak drop an album, Bill Israel. NBA Youngboy dropped the album, Nobody's Safe. I have heard Bill Israel, and it's cold. It's hard. I like it. That album is good, top to bottom. Gonna give it a few more thorough listens, and you know, that'll help me really, really decide how I really feel about it. But from the first listen all the way through, I liked it, top to bottom. It was good, really good album. You know, Free Yak, straight up. So, yeah, and you know what I'm listening to right now, I suggest everybody go check out this song. It's by Lil Uzi, and I listen to it a lot. It's called Got the Guap. Like, and it's one Young Thug. It's off his new album. It's off the deluxe, and that's probably one of the songs I'm listening to like the most, honestly. And it's just the vibes on there, the beat, the lyrics. It was all good. It's a real good song. So that's honestly what I'm listening to so far. And yeah, guys, I just thank y'all for joining me on another episode of RRO. We'll be back next week to give you some more realness. So stay safe out there, and hope you enjoyed it.